All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Rangers agree a deal for Joe Rothwell as Hamza Igaman closes in on his move to Lille. Greg Taylor completes his move to Palk as Daniel Cummings heads to West Ham, and Motherwell are in pre-season action against FC 20. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Gordon Dale.
Yeah, it's starting to heat up. Some players going to different clubs, some players trying to get into clubs. Rangers trying to do a bit of business in the transfer market, rightly so, because they've got a big game coming up on the 22nd of this month. It's not that far away, Andrew. I thought, to be honest with you, I thought there'd be a little bit more movement in the transfer situation, especially from the two big clubs. But obviously it takes a lot of time to get things over the line. It'll be interesting to see, is Igaman going to be a Rangers player or are they going to cash in? I think that looking at it and the figures that are getting bandied about, I would be looking to cash in that. I think it would be a great bit of business for them. Obviously, bringing in a bit of experience in the middle of the park to help, you know, booster that. You look at the way he's trying to build it. There's rumours going about Connor Cody at a decent age. Butland, the goalkeeper, right through the spine of the team. A bit of experience. You just wonder what Russell Martin's looking at now. What's his next targets?
Yeah, because there have been quite a few names linked with Rangers, but this one kind of came out the blue today. Joe Rothwell, who is a Bournemouth player but spent last season on loan at Leeds United, helping them get promoted. But maybe more key to that is that the season before that, he spent 6 months on loan at Southampton in the Championship under Russell Martin. So he's a player that Russell Martin knows, but this one seems to have come out of nowhere and seems to be moving pretty quickly.
I think it's one that Russell Martin, obviously, as you correctly said there, had him worked with him, knows his ability, knows everything about him, probably his personality around the dressing room as well. He's 30 years of age. He's been about the block. He's played at a real decent level in England as well. That'll be an interesting one. Bit of experience in there. I thought, honestly, when Rangers, the 49ers come in, I thought they would probably go down the route of, you know, try to buy young, try to promote them like an Igaman, get them sold on, start doing that sort of bringing the money in for the younger players. But they seem to be looking at one or two experienced players. Maybe that's just for a short time.
Let's hear from you, Rangers fans. What do you make of that link to Joe Rothwell? It seems like more than a link. It looks as if a deal has been agreed between Rangers and Bournemouth. Is he a good signing? Is he someone you want to see at Ibrox, as Gordon was mentioning there? What do you make of the overall transfer activity and the direction that it seems to be going in from a Rangers perspective? 0141 951 1025. Hamza Igaman also closing in on that move to Lille as well. What kind of fee are you hoping Rangers can get for Hamza Igaman if he is to leave? 01419511025. Celtic fans, Greg Taylor, officially not a Celtic player anymore. His contract was running out, decided not to sign a new one, and has moved to Palk instead. What do you make of that decision? What do you make of the move? Maybe you just want to reflect on Greg Taylor's time at Celtic over the past six seasons. 01419511025. Daniel Cummings, the young striker as well, who was getting a few headlines for scoring a lot of goals for Celtic's B team last season, made his debut, didn't he, against Aston Villa in the Champions League. Celtic unable to hold on to him. He's away to West Ham. So any thoughts on that? Maybe about young players leaving Scottish football. 01419511025. And Motherwell in pre-season action as well. I think that was a 6 o'clock kickoff against FC 20, so we can give you any updates that happen from that game. Interestingly, Lennon Miller does start that game. So much talk about his future, isn't there? But he's still with Motherwell. Do you think he'll remain there? Motherwell fans, 0141 951 1025. Just to touch on that Greg Taylor one, I think maybe a lot of Celtic fans had, whether they wanted him to stay or not, I think a lot had maybe accepted that he probably was going to leave because that one had dragged on. But today being the official confirmation that he's away.
Yeah, it's not surprised me. I think Brendan Rodgers tried everything in his power to keep Greg Taylor at Celtic Park. I think Greg Taylor was a terrific servant for Celtic. Played in a lot of the big games, was always called upon. I thought he played that inverted full-back role very, very well indeed, Andrew. He came in for a bit of criticism at times. Some Celtic fans, it's just the nature of the beast with football. Some fans can take to you, others don't. He probably looked at the situation with Tierney coming back into the building. He was always got to be the number two left back. I think Celtic would have liked that, two really strong full-backs, because you're not looking at Tierney playing every single game. Obviously, the amount of games that Celtic do play throughout a season. But I'm not surprised. He's won everything there to win in Scotland. He's gave Celtic a good 6 years. He was a good signing from Kilmarnock. And I think that he goes with everybody's best wishes. Me personally, I would have liked to seen him stay. I think it would have made Celtic stronger in that area. I think it would have been a good battle there. I think Greg Taylor obviously didn't fancy that. He fancied a new challenge. And players get to that certain stage in their career. New country, new challenge. He's achieved everything at Celtic. And I think everybody, if you look back at it, if you're a Celtic supporter, you'll wish him all the very best.
Are you surprised at the move? Because it is a bit rogue. It's not often you see, you know, Scottish players head over to the Greek Super League. Mm-hmm. Palk finishing third in that last season. I think it means they go into the third round of Europa League qualifying. It's maybe not the move many people would have expected Greg Taylor to make at this point.
I think what's probably happened, Andrew, is the club has sold the move to Greg Taylor. That's what happens. If you go and speak to a club and you like what you hear, you like what you see, you get a good feel about the place. It's a completely different style of football. As I say, different country, everything about it. So he's obviously excited with the challenge. And he's at a good age to go and take that challenge up. And I think Greg Taylor will do very, very well indeed.
Well, plenty to get our teeth into. So take your pick. What do you want to talk about? Is it Greg Taylor's move to Palk? Celtic fans, do you want to talk about where he's gone, or just reflect on his Celtic career as a whole? Daniel Cummings leaving as well, the young striker who was prolific for Celtic's B team. Maybe some thoughts on that. 01419511025. And Rangers fans, Joe Rothwell, are you excited by that signing? Is it the type of signing you want to see your club make? Or is it the type of move you're maybe surprised at? Does it make sense because of Russell Martin's previous link? 01419511025 and Hamza Egerman. That's surely got to be a talking point as well. Development sort of over the last day or so that he is has agreed. Well, we knew that he'd agreed a deal to move to Lille. It's now between Rangers and Lille to work that out between them. What kind of fee should Rangers be commanding for Hamza Egerman? And then what does the squad look like after that? Does Cyril Dessers have to stay if Egerman leaves, or can both leave and Rangers then have to make a few moves at that end of the park? 01419511025. We'll take a closer look at that Joe Rothwell transfer that looks as if it's going to happen, Gordon, because Rangers, as of today, have agreed a deal with Bournemouth for an undisclosed fee. I think it's going to be a 2-year deal for Joe Rothwell, 30-year-old midfielder. When you look at Rangers' options in there, you know, there's certainly been interest in Nico Raskin. There's been talk about Mohamed Diamandé as well. What do you think Joe Rothwell adds in there that that Rangers need or that Russell Martin thinks
he's adding experience right away. He's played at a good level in the Premier League. He's played with one or two big clubs. Russell Martin knows him by working with him at Southampton as well. So that's a big plus. You just wonder, if you look at Rangers midfield, they've got a few players in there now. Obviously, Lyle Cameron coming in, Barrett's in there, Diamandis in there, Raskin's in there. There's even talk that, obviously, that Tavernier may go in and sit in front of back four or whatever it may be as well. He could play that role. You just wonder now if that opens the door. Someone coming in, does it open the door for somebody getting out? Because they've got a right few players in there.
Are you interested by how Rangers transfer business looks to be going? Because Max Ahrens was brought in, someone Russell Martin knows really well. The two of them were at Norwich together and had trained together, so you know there's that obvious link. And then it looks as if the next player to come in is Joe Rothwell, who's been managed by Russell Martin when he was given that head coach role, and it was specifically mentioned that he was going to be head coach and not manager. Did that maybe seem that a lot of the transfer business would have been done by other people at the club and just had to be signed off by Russell Martin, whereas these look more like options that are kind of Russell Martin driven signings?
Yeah, it is interesting the way they're going about their business in the transfer market. They're looking at experience. There's even rumours going about Jamie Vardy, whether that can happen or not, I don't know. But they're looking at bringing in guys at an age of 30, for instance, Connor Cody as well. He's round about that age. Rothwell's come in 30 years of age. The one thing I do like is the fact that Russell Martin knows these players. So it's not like he's bringing players in and he's wondering how they're going to hit the ground. He knows their strengths. He knows everything about them. He's worked with them. Most importantly, he knows their personalities as well. That's a big plus. You've got to get the right people in your dressing room. You've got to create that environment. And Russell Martin's looking at guys that he's worked with, he knows, he probably trusts, and he believes they're the right fit to bring to Rangers.
A lot was made by, I think, externally and internally at Rangers when you look at Andrew Kavanagh and Parag Marathi talking about how Rangers need to become, you know, self-sustainable. They need to be able to make money in the transfer market. That's a big thing that they've missed out on in the last few years. And the first couple of signings of Joe Rothwell's to be one of them. One's a 30-year-old midfielder. Mm. One is Max Ahrens on loan. Do they have to strike the balance, essentially, between getting the players that do have the experience and players that maybe aren't going to earn them money, and then the other signings will come off the back of that that maybe are ones for the future or ones that they can develop?
Yeah, I think with the takeover, and it's a new dawn for them moving forward, Andrew, maybe the first year they're just bedding themselves in, bringing that bit of experience in to help them as well. But you look at if they can get money in for Iggeman. Now, I know that some Rangers fans out there don't want to see him leave, right? Because he is an exciting talent. I don't think he's lit up the Premier League this year by any matters of means, but I think he's a very, very good talent. I think he'll only get better. But when you're hearing figures, and whether it's true or not, I don't know, but if you're hearing figures, what they're talking about, you know, getting in for him, I think you would really need to consider. I would be moving that all day long for me.
Because that's exactly the type of thing that Rangers haven't been doing in the past, is selling players at the right time when all of a sudden there is interest and they may get these types of bids for players. If they bring in a player for, what was it, 1.2 million or something like that last summer, and then end up getting a bid of, I'll pluck a figure out, well, not thin air, because there's talk of, could it be around £15 million? The Rangers just, is that a no-brainer for Rangers to 100%. Sell at that point? Is it too much of a gamble to then hope that, you know, he stays for another season and has another good season and the price goes
up again? That's what you've got to be looking at, Andrew, if you're Rangers. You're correct. You look at the amount of players that walked out of the building and they've lost a lot of money on them. They can't go down that same road. They've got to look at the here and now. And if you're saying figures like 15 million plus maybe a few add-ons, and you've had a lad in for 1.2 million for two seasons, it's got to be a terrific bit of business. And that's the road that Rangers have got to try and go down. You can't wait, because you never know, that form could go, an injury, anything at all, and all of a sudden that transfer that you're going to pick up obviously goes down and down and down in numbers. I think you've got to strike while iron's hot.
Could Rangers afford to lose Iggeman and Dessers in the same window?
No, not unless they're get replacements already lined up. You cannot begin into this game on the 22nd of July and you've lost two of your top strikers. It's not possible for Rangers to go and do that. It'd be really silly business. Me personally, I would. I know that Dessers is attracting some attention. I've said it from day one. He's scored 50 goals in two seasons. A guy that can get you 25 plus goals and probably could go and do that this season, no problem at all. I know that there's, you know, it's not like the Eggerman. That's, you're talking 15 millions maybe, the figure you plucked out. Dessers won't be anywhere near that, right? So for me, for that small amount, I would be keeping my top goal scorer.
Let's hear from you. 01419511025. Whether it is Rangers transfer business, Joe Rothwell looking like he's coming in from Bournemouth, maybe you want to talk about that. 01419511025. Maybe it is that what looks like an imminent Hamza Egeman exit. Could he? What sort of fee do you think he should command? 01419511025. Celtic fans, just interested to hear your general thoughts about Greg Taylor, reflecting on his time at Celtic. What do you make of the fact that he's decided to move to Palk instead of staying on at Celtic? What about Daniel Cummings and his move to West Ham? We'll also keep you updated on what's happening between Motherwell and FC 20 in their friendly match tonight. It is currently 1-0 to FC 20. A goal has just gone in from Ricky van Wolfswinkel. So we'll keep you updated on that. And while you get your calls in, we'll play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yes, your chance to take on Gordon DL at Beat the Pundit. You picked up a much needed win last Thursday. I wasn't in last Thursday, yeah. So was it circumstances that changed? Someone else asking the questions? Is that what? But did it
Gabs
for you?
Totally understood every question, went about his business brilliantly, and I got my victory. I think the problem's you.
So everyone else, all the other pundits seem to be winning, apart from you?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
Well, maybe Gordon DL will be back to losing ways, and maybe you can be the person to punish him as well. To play Gordon DL at Beat the Pundit, phone 01419511025 now.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, and we want you to get involved as well. 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans, what do you make of Greg Taylor's exit? That is it confirmed. He's away to Palk permanently after letting his contract run out. Are you disappointed that he's away? How do you reflect on his Celtic career, the six seasons he was there? 01419511025. Daniel Cummings, the young striker, has left as well. Maybe you've got some thoughts on that. Rangers fans, Joe Rothwell looks as if he's going to be coming in from Bournemouth after the club's agreed a fee. What do you think of that signing if it goes through? Is that something you like to see? And Hamza Egeman as well, his move to Lille looks as if it's getting ever closer. So 01419511025. We are just watching a bit of FC 20 against Motherwell pre-season action. It is 1-0 to FC 20. We'll keep you updated in Jens Bertel Askew's, I think, first match in charge of Motherwell. Lennon Miller in the starting 11 as well. But while you get your calls in, we'll play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Two wins from six games this summer. Three. Gordon DL.
Three.
Oh, there was.
Yeah. I was kind.
That was still a defeat. Still
I was
a defeat.
Generous.
You gambled,
I won five.
You gambled and it was a terrible gamble.
It was a poor gamble, yeah. Poor decision, but.
Like, you essentially gave the caller an answer that they didn't really get, took it to a tiebreaker and lost the tiebreaker.
Not fantastic,
but you know what? I think you'll learn from that mistake. I don't think you'll do that again.
No.
But I'll still goad you into trying to do it again.
No, absolutely not a chance.
Right, who is up tonight? It is Gavin in Helensburgh. Gavin, how do you fancy your chances against Gordon DL? Are you there, Gavin?
Give it a go.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah,
how do you normally... First time playing?
First time calling in, yep.
How do you normally get on when you play along at home?
Usually do okay, yeah.
Right.
Oh, come on, Gavin.
He's not been doing too well.
Nah, pre-season, Gavin. Pre-season, I'm relaxed.
That's what you want to do. You want to take advantage of a man that's not in form. So we will put some greatest hits radio in the ear of Gordon DL so he can't hear us, and it means we can just talk nonsense about him and he doesn't know what we're saying. But Gavin, it is 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well if that is going to help you out. How does that sound?
Yeah, all good, mate. Yep.
Right, let's do it. Who does Celtic play on the opening day of the league season?
Mums.
Which English striker joined Rangers on loan from Bournemouth in 2019?
Bath.
Scott Brown captains which championship club?
Garbus.
How many major trophies have Hearts won this century?
Two.
Who are the kit suppliers of the Scotland national team?
Adidas.
Barry Ferguson's son Kyle has signed for which English club?
Harrogate.
Okay, we will bring back Gordon DL, who didn't realise that his mic was on and just started randomly singing in the middle of that. It was only a word or two. Don't worry.
Apologies.
You didn't ruin the whole game. It's
right,
all right.
Let's
okay,
go.
Same for you. Gordon DL, 30 seconds on the clock. Let's do it. Who does Celtic play on the opening day of the league season?
Kilmarnock.
Which English striker joined Rangers on loan from Bournemouth in 2019?
Tuffle.
Scott Brown captains which championship club?
Raythrower.
How many major trophies have Hearts won this century?
One.
Who are the kit suppliers of the Scotland national team?
Adidas.
Barry Ferguson's son Kyle has signed for which English club?
Oh, pass.
Okay.
That didn't go well, did it?
How do you think it went, Gavin?
No, not at all, mate. My signal dropped out.
Don't start your signal, Gavin.
He did hear the questions. He was doing all right. We'll see how it went.
I don't think I've done particularly well.
We'll see. Who does Celtic play on the opening day of the league season?
See, Kilmarnock, sir, man.
Well, you said Kilmarnock. It was tough to hear, Gavin, but I'm sure he did say St Mirren.
It was St Mirren, isn't it?
And it is St Mirren, yeah, so it goes 1-0 to Gavin. Which English striker joined Rangers on loan from Bournemouth in 2019? It is Jermaine Defoe. Only Gordon DL got it, so it's 1-1. Scott Brown captains which championship club? This is one that could have tripped you up, because, of course, Scott Brown is a manager.
Well, I know he was at Raith Rovers, but has he left Raith Rovers?
He is at Raith Rovers, yes, because the trick is obviously that you may have been thinking of former Celtic captain Scott Brown, who is manager of Ayr United. But Scott Brown, the other Scott Brown, is captain of Raith Rovers. Gavin didn't get it. Gordon DL did get it. So it goes 2-1 to Gordon DL. How many major trophies have Hearts won this century? Gordon said one. Gavin said two. The answer is two. 2006 Scottish Cup final against Gretna, and then 2012 against Hibs. So it's 2-2. Who are the kit suppliers of the Scotland national team? You both got this. 3-3. Adidas was the answer. Barry Ferguson's son Kyle has signed for which English club?
Oh, did Gavin get it?
Yeovil Town. Neither of you got it, so it will go to a tiebreaker.
Good game, Gav. Good game. I should have got St Mirren. I don't know why I went Kilmarnock.
Right. Tiebreaker.
Oh no, I'm no good at these.
I am going to get Gordon DL to write down his answer, Gavin. Once he's written it down, I'll get you to say your answer out loud. And the question is, how many Old Firm games have Callum McGregor and James Tavernier played combined? How many Old Firm games have Callum McGregor and James Tavernier played combined? Gordon DL has written down his answer. Gavin, can you say yours?
I'm going to go 75.
You have gone 75. Gordon DL has amazingly gone for 76. One of a difference.
Oh,
so
no.
It's just a higher or lower. The answer is 84.
Yeah!
Gordon DL wins on a tiebreaker.
Oh, unlucky, Gav.
Good game. Good game.
Yeah, enjoyed it. Well done, mate.
Unlucky, Gavin. Just while we've got you, Gavin, you are a Celtic fan. How are you feeling about what's going on at Celtic transfer business wise at the moment?
Yeah, a couple of good bits of business in early doors in the summer. Obviously, the striker position needs to be addressed. Maybe an extra one in the midfield to add a bit of depth in there. And then obviously with Greg Taylor not signing a new contract and moving on to Pauk. Wish him all the best, by the way. But, we could do, obviously, recover for Tierney, because I don't think Tierney will manage 40-plus games in a season. So, could do with a good bit of cover in there for him. So,
had you just kind of accepted that Greg Taylor wasn't going to sign on, or did you hold out a little bit of hope that he might do?
I don't know. Like, when he wasn't signing a contract back in January, February time, you kind of knew the writing was on the wall for it. So,
Can you see the logic there, whether it is the logic that, you know, Kieran Tierney comes back? Greg Taylor obviously has been the first choice really over the past six seasons. Can you see why it maybe wouldn't be as an attractive a prospect for him to stay on across the course of this season, where, you know, whether it's more of a challenge for him to get in the team, or whether he'd be more of the backup?
Absolutely. I mean, take your hats off to Greg Taylor, because Greg Taylor wants to play football, and he's not wanting to stay and play second fiddle to Kieran Tierney, which if Tierney's fit, Tierney plays. So that's the bottom line. The guy wants to play football. Good on him for choosing football.
Yeah, how much of a contributing factor do you feel that will have been in Greg Taylor's mind when it came down to this summer, Gordon?
I think it would have come into the equation, and quite rightly so. I totally agree with Gavin. I think when the two of them are fit, Tierney would have been the number one choice at full-back. But I think Brendan Rodgers would have liked to see Greg Taylor stay in the building. I think he'd be a good cover, good competition for Tierney as well. But I think Gavin's right. You get to a stage of your career, you've won everything with Celtic. You've had six great years. An opportunity comes up to go and play in a different country and try something different. You only get it maybe once in your full career. And Greg Taylor, I think, looked at the full situation at Celtic Park and thought, no, I'll go out in a bit of a high and I'll go and try something different. And I totally agree with Gavin. I think Celtic will be concentrating on getting someone in there because they need a bit of cover as well.
You think in a different generation, Greg Taylor probably would have had more Scotland caps as well than he has. I mean, he's 14, but Kieran Tierney is one of the players that's kind of kept him out of the Scotland team and squads at the time, along with Andy Robertson as well. Maybe a case of he's just thinking, oh, not this guy again.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right to say, you know, I think that that's the reason we were blessed with two terrific fullbacks in Tierney and obviously the captain, Robertson. That was always going to be difficult to break that. But I think Greg Taylor, I've got to be honest with you, I think he's taking his time. I think he has spoken to Brendan Rodgers few times, to, you know, Brendan Rodgers talking about the future for him and everything. He's taking his time. He's only newly married, I think, as well. Baby and everything like that. So I think he just looked at a different challenge, Andrew, and there's nothing up with that. If you've been at a club the size of Celtic and you've won everything, and then you see Tierney coming into the building, you're wanting to keep playing. You're wanting to keep your career going. Okay, you're not guaranteed. Doesn't matter what club you go to, you're not guaranteed a starter's point every single game. But when you've got someone with the ability of Tierney coming back from Arsenal, then I think he was quite right to look elsewhere and a fresh challenge ahead.
Another player that looks as if he's going to come in, Gavin, is Hayato Inamura from the J-League. Celtic have obviously had, you know, a good bit of success with players from the J-League over the years. Is that something that you're looking forward to seeing what he can do, despite the fact that I think probably not many people will know too much about him?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the unknown, isn't it? Hatate was unknown, Maeda was unknown. These guys came in and hit the ground running straight away and have been so successful with Celtic and helped Celtic win so many trophies over the last few years. So yeah, like you say, looking forward to seeing him, seeing how well he adapts to the Scottish game and hopefully can hit the ground running.
Because he is 23, hasn't played a lot of professional football, but that's because the structure in Japan can be quite different, that a lot of players do go to university first and then make their way into the professional ranks after that. We saw that with Reo Hitati, who by the time he came to Celtic, he'd only played two professional seasons before. I think Hayato Inamura has maybe only played one professional season so far. So when it comes to maybe his development and top tier football at the age of 23, he's maybe not played as much, but Celtic will really be hoping that from the early stages of the scouting and what they've seen from him, that they can really, you know, find another talent like what they did with Reo Hitati, yeah, albeit this one being a centre back.
They've had great success going down this road, and they'll obviously look at Brendan Rodgers as a coach as well to bring him on at that age. His development, yeah, 23, still, you know, particularly still young. You've still got a lot of football ahead of you. They've been successful with this avenue. It'll be interesting to see if he does come in and what he brings. And, you know, like everybody else. He's unknown to me. I don't know anything about him. But so was guys like Maeda, Hatate, Kyogo, and look at the success they had.
Well, thank you to Gavin. Not a bad effort on Beat the Pundit, so make sure to phone in again soon and see if you can get that signed ball. Let's speak to Sean, who is a Rangers fan in Garthamlock Thorn. Sean, what have you got for us tonight?
Hi there. See if Rangers can get Shanklin for as a free agent. I've heard rumours he's left Hart. And yes, Kevin Nisbet, I'd say 1.5 million if Rangers could get him. Because with Kevin Nisbet, I think he's 27, 28. Rangers could maybe make a few million for. Unfortunately, Shanklin's at his age now. If he comes to Rangers, it's probably his best he's got to get. But I know he had a bad season last year, but the year before that, was Shanklin not one of the top players in the SPL, maybe even the best? It's just to see what Gordon and yourself think, presenter.
Yeah, he'd scored, was it two seasons in a row? He scored 24 league goals. We know he didn't score as many last season, Lawrence Shanklin, but there does seem to be a bit of a standoff at the moment between Hearts and Lawrence Shanklin. He's not joined them on their pre-season camp. You wonder if that's maybe an indicator that deal's not going to go ahead. Could he be an option for Rangers? There's been a lot of talk about it with Hamza Egerman leaving as well, potentially leaving. You know, do you see where Sean's coming from? Do you think that could be a good sign?
I hear Sean talking about Shanklin, but you know, for me personally, I would be going down the road of Shanklin all day long. I think that you're getting him on a free transfer, it'll be wages. I know he's at that certain age, but the one thing the guy's got, he's got terrific eyes for a goal. I think last season was the reason he never scored as many. He played in that number 10 role. He can play it, there's no doubt. He was a captain, he had to go and play it. I don't think that's his role. I think he's an out-and-out number 9 for me. And if you play with teams like Rangers and Celtic, where they have most of the possession, especially at their home grounds, and they're creating chances for you, there's no better going about in Scottish football than this guy. He can put the ball in the back of the net. So if Egerman does leave, and you're left to fill a gap there and bring in a player that's going to put pressure on Dessers, then I think Lawrence Shanklin, I would be simply looking down that road for him.
If he came in, Sean, would he be a starting option for you, or is he more just a sort of handy option to have about the squad that you feel would contribute a few goals?
So who the strikers are, I think Dessers, I think he'll be off, and the young boy, I would keep him in some way, but if we get 20 million, I don't know. I don't think any team in Scotland can knock back 20 million. I've heard some Rangers fans go for 25, but we need to be realistic. We're in the Scottish League, so it's not the best league in the world. It might be the worst league. It might not be the worst league. I think it's in the top 20. I don't think it's nowhere near the top league. I'd say the Scottish League's probably in the top 18. I don't know what you think, but I think if you get that, he's probably off. What do you think, guys?
Could you see a deal going up to £20 million, or do you feel that's maybe
Is that a lot? Yeah, I think it's pushing it. I know there's rumours flying about 15 plus add-ons. It just depends on what the add-ons were, Andrew. I think if you look at a man and a bid comes in at 15 million, for instance, let's just say round about the 15 million. I'd be very shocked if Rangers didn't do that business. I think it'd be a great bit of business. You've got a young guy in. I know what Sean's saying. I think a lot of Rangers fans would like to see him stay because I think he will only get better because I think he's got a talented lad. But when you get that sort of money handed to you, and it's an opportunity as well, especially for Russell Martin, if they're going to reinvest that back into the squad, it gives him a lot of scope to go and get the players that he wants and the strength of the squad he wants. As much as you don't want to see young talent leaving Scotland, I think if you bring somebody in for 1.2 and someone offers you round about the gutsy 15 million for him, I think you've got to do the business.
There was a report I saw earlier from Morocco, whether you know this is true or not, or the figures are exact or not, that AS Far, who are the club Rangers bought Hamza Egerman for, could be owed as much as 30% of his future fee. How much of a part does that then play to it? Because obviously the profit margin then becomes smaller for Rangers. So does that'll make them want to try and push the price up as far as they possibly can, but it doesn't always just work that way, that you just want more money and you get it.
I think that's a stumbling block just now. I think Rangers, quite rightly so, If they have to give away 30%, it's a lot to give away. So they need to do everything to top dollar. And that's what they're probably working on. I think it was just a straight case of they come in and they offer 15 million plus add-ons. I think he's away. I think he's, the deal's already done. But obviously, the rumours going about, as you quite rightly said, this 30%, that puts a little bit of a stumbling block on it.
Quite interesting. I remember towards the start of last season being in a press conference, and there were quite a few questions about Hamza Egerman to Philippe Clement, because remember, he just wasn't playing, he wasn't getting in squads, he wasn't anywhere to be seen. And Philippe Clement was getting a lot of questions about, you know, where is he? Why have Rangers spent over £1 million on a player that Philippe Clement had admitted had never played or trained at that level before? And one thing Philippe Clement did say was that, you know, based on what they've seen from him, that if Rangers waited a year to sign Hamza Egerman, that he'd be out of their price range. And it seemed like a strange comment at the time, because, you know, he wasn't being selected and he couldn't get on the bench because he hadn't played or trained at that level before. But it kind of has worked out that way, if that is the type of fee that Rangers would be getting for him now.
That's what I'm saying. The manager knows the player. He works with him every single day. Some players need a little bit of time, especially young players coming into a different style of football, a club that expects so much week in, week out. The standards to, you know, losing a game is an absolute disaster. So it's to get used to all that, the culture, everything about it, Andrew. And sometimes players just need that bedding in. If you look, he's right. Clement was right, because he was starting to improve. He was starting to get better. And that's why people are now sitting up and taking notice of him. He is a good talent. He's a very, very good talent. Would he get better next year with a run of games? I certainly think he would, with different players round about him, a different manager in there. So I'll be interested to see where that one goes. But I keep saying, if the money's right and Rangers get that sort of money, I know the 30%'s the problem, I would be looking to cash in on that and then reinvest it in the team.
Well, thank you to Sean. Still plenty of time to get your calls in, whether it is Greg Taylor, whether it is Hamza Egerman or Joe Rothwell, Daniel Cummings. Maybe you're a Motherwell fan that's interested in this pre-season friendly against FC 20 that's going on at the moment. 35 minutes on the clock, 1-0 down in that game. Maybe you've seen some things different from Jens Bertel Askew that you want to talk about, or anything else. 0141 951 1025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, but still time to get your calls in. 0141 951 1025. We've been looking at Greg Taylor's move to Palk. He is officially no longer a Celtic player after letting his contract run out and moving to Greece. Celtic fans, what do you make of that? How do you reflect on his Celtic career? And Daniel Cummings, the young striker who scored a lot of goals for the B team last season, he's away to West Ham as well, and a move that I think we all knew was going to happen, but that was made official today. Rangers fans, maybe you've got some thoughts on Joe Rothwell, who looks as if he's going to sign from Bournemouth on a permanent 2-year deal. Could Connor Cody be the next to follow as well? What's happening with Hamza Egerman as well, and that move to Lille? 0141 951 1025. We will take a look at that Daniel Cummings move though, because we knew it was going to happen. There was a lot of talk a few months ago that he had signed with West Ham, was going to let his contract run out, but it's just another example of another young Scottish player deciding to move down south.
Yeah, it's disappointing if you're involved with Celtic, because he is a very, very good talent. It's just the way that football's going now, Andrew. In the days gone by, as a young player, you would sit and you'd play in the, it's now called the B team, obviously, our day it was called the reserves. You'd wait for your opportunity, hope it came along. You'd be a part of the first team, and then you would try and break into the first team. Now young guys are looking at, you know, the money and stuff like that, and the lifestyle, and down to London, and, you know, he thinks that probably his future going forward is in English football with a club the size of West Ham. But I sometimes think that young players move too quickly. I know that everybody's got the right to go and make a career for themselves, pick the choices that they feel will help them. But I think if you're involved with Celtic, you'd be a wee bit disappointed he never stayed with Celtic.
Well, John is a Celtic fan in Old Kilpatrick. John, what do you make of it?
Hello, partner. How are you doing? I'll tell you, I grew up in the Lisbon Lions era, and I was lucky to see the quality street kids with Dalglish, Hay, Conway, McCarry, Danny McGrain, and it was, I do not understand what this wee B team, it used to be a feeder system for the main team. Then you could have other players that were maybe injured, played in the reserve team. But there doesn't seem to be any connection nowadays with the old reserve teams in the 60s or the 70s and the B team. When do you ever see a B team player come into a Celtic or a Rangers team? What's the point in them?
Yeah, I mean, there were a few, you know, John's a Celtic fan. There were a few Celtic players that made appearances this season. Daniel Cummings, he came on against Aston Villa in the Champions League. Francis Turley made some appearances with Sean McArdle as well. Jude Bonner. So there certainly were appearances for young Celtic players across the season, but maybe not as many as either John would like or maybe some other fans would like.
Yeah, the problem now, Andrew, I think, for the younger generation is it's a very hard process to go through. As I said, and John's quite right when he talks there about reserves, and you, if the centre-forward, it was the first team centre-forward got injured and you were the reserve centre-forward, all of a sudden you're playing. Celtic, Rangers, teams like that carry so bigger squads now that it's very hard for the young players to break in. And sometimes they get, you know, a wee bit down the sense, they don't see an avenue into the first team. And obviously, they've got advisors now that will sit down and try and plan out the best way to go about to get their career going and get themselves from first team. Look, Daniel Cummings has went down to an English Premier League team, West Ham. So that's going to be a very difficult one to break into, because they spend money for fun down there, bring international footballers and everything. That's why I'm a bit surprised with it, unless it's a financial thing that, you know, the boy couldn't refuse, because we know the sort of riches that the English Premiership comes with. So it'll be interesting to see how his career develops from there, if it was the right move to leave Celtic or not.
Daniel Cummings had been scoring a lot of goals for the B team, as you said, John, but that is in the Lowland League. You know, the fifth tier of Scottish football, is there a worry that that's just sort of too big a jump if you've got a player that's 19, yes, scoring goals at that level, but to then just get thrown into the Celtic first team, it's maybe not the ideal preparation?
Yes, it's a completely different system. Maybe they should, after Kyogo, they never replaced Kyogo, maybe they should have given him a couple of games towards the end of the season more. I mean, you were saying they played against Aston Villa, but I mean, I was just one. And you mentioned other players there. I don't actually go now. I mean, it's quite a number of years since I went to the football now. The reason I was saying that it's a point in having my B team. It's just, they should not bring back the old reserve system, maybe. I can understand maybe going to West Ham. You're going to make more money going to West Ham, but we'll probably never hear him again. I mean, they get down too early and their minds are down with big money transfers and that. I mean, Celtic in the Champions League, you went to go to West Ham for.
You know, John, I agree with you in the sense that I think sometimes you see the bright lights, and especially down in London, the money will be a lot better for them at a club in the English Premiership like West Ham and everything. But sometimes you do get away from where your career is want to be. I don't know if we'll not hear him again. It's up to him to prove everybody wrong that he's chosen the right club to go to. I think it'll be very difficult, because for me personally, I think under Brendan Rodgers he would have kept learning, and I think he would have had a better opportunity in the coming season to try and get a few games with Celtic rather than try to break into a West Ham team in the Premier League.
There are going to be this season some sort of like cooperative agreements between Premiership clubs and lower league clubs, where essentially they will pair up, and it means that the SPFL will allow the Premiership club to loan a number of players to the same club. Is that something you feel could help? Does it bridge the gap between, say, for example, Celtic's B team who play in the Lowland League, say Celtic have a link with a team in the Scottish Championship and are able to send four or five players on loan there and give them a bit of game time at a higher level? Does that sound a lot better?
I'd be Championship all day long. I don't think that you you know, you learn as much in the big league. I know that the reserve league will never come back and it was old days, but when you were in the reserve league, you played against top quality players coming back, you played with top quality players, you learned your trade. So I think it's a good idea for young players to get out and play competitive football, especially in a league like the Championship. We know how good it is and how strong it is. So I think if you're going to progress, I think that's the right road to go down.
Certainly from the reports I'd seen, it looks as if Celtic may have that agreement with Queen's Park. Rangers may get that agreement with Raith Rovers as well. So there could be quite a bit of movement between the clubs in that. You know, that could well be beneficial.
I think it's good news for any young player out there at the clubs like Rangers and Celtic that want competitive first team football in front of decent crowds and a real good standard. So I think it's the right way forward.
Well, thank you very much to John. Thank you for all your calls. Thank you for watching on the live stream, maybe just listening in at home as well. We appreciate it. Thank you to Gordon DL in the studio. We'll be back tomorrow night. What will the big stories tomorrow be? Will there be any major signings? Looking forward to finding out, but make sure to stick around for the rest of the night. It's going to be Callum Gallagher taking things from here up next.